You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show correspondent Dulce Sloan. It's where we take our office banter into a weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we have an aquatic argument of indoor versus outdoor pools. We chat about what our dream pools would look like and what is the best pool day experience. Tune in to find out which side of the debate we each land on. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
So step your game up, live an indoor pool lifestyle, feed, clothe, and pool your family. Okay?
That's amazing.
Okay.
Feed, clothe, and pool your family. Honestly, I can get behind that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. I am Josh Johnson. I am one of your co-hosts. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan! Crack, 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 crack. Ben-na-na-na-na-na. Ben-na-na-na-na. Din-na-na-na-na-na. You a hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I was waiting for the rest. Because I said your name, but then you did the noises, but then you stopped talking.
Oh, yeah, they know I'm a correspondent on The Daily Show. I got to say this every time.
I don't know who's listening.
Joshua, tell the people, what is our topic for today?
We are going to be talking about something that is, it's tough because to some people, it's going to seem the same. All right? And we need you to know it's not. It's not the same at all. Okay? Today's topic is indoor pool versus outdoor pool.
And you know, as originally a Florida Negro, you know exactly what side I'm going to pick. But we're going to give the people la gente a momento to think about it.
So
go on, play the music. Now, what side do you think me and Josh picked? Because you picked your side. And I'm going to tell you, Joshua, tell the people, la gente, what in your always misguided.
Always misguided. Wow.
Always inaccurate, incorrect point of view. What did you pick?
I chose indoor pool.
Incorrect. Well, go on.
Okay, you want to talk about incorrect, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, because the thing that you are picking with outdoor pool, you're imagining a specific type of pool that I don't have to deal with being inside, okay? And I'm talking about that above ground outdoor pool, all right? That's up with your pools, okay? All of my pools go deep, all right? All of my pools inside are lavish. Decadent.
So you're saying that there's no indoor above ground pools?
I have not seen one.
That don't mean they don't exist.
Yeah, but where have you seen one?
You've never seen Jesus, but you believe in him.
I'm saying, where have you seen one? The pools that we're talking about outside?
So I would never see an above ground indoor pool.
I'm starting to think that maybe there aren't any, all right? If I haven't seen one and you haven't seen one, there has to be somewhere, yes. But we're talking about one maybe versus thousands of above ground, right? Sitting on the top of the lawn, ready to bust like Bad Boys 2 above ground pools.
Is an indoor above ground pool just a hot tub?
I feel like even the hot tubs are a little bit more sunken indoors. I've never climbed up to get to a hot tub.
Indoor therapy pools are set up above ground.
Oh, so even when my pools are above ground, they're therapeutic. Thank you. Thank you for helping me and my point.
Watch yourself now. You got too much dip on your chip.
Outdoors? Out there with the elements? No, thank you.
Too much dip on your chip.
Too much dip on my chip? Okay. Wow. Pretty rich coming from you in my always misguided. We had barely started the episode in my always misguided view. Because here's the thing. When you are in an indoor pool situation, okay, when you're protected from the elements. Now, I could actually go swimming when it's raining. I can go swimming when it's lightning, okay? I don't have to worry about what the rest of the world is doing when I go swim.
Okay, I'm just going to send you this wild thing I just found.
Okay.
On the eBay. Mm-hmm. It's $5,000.
Are you talking about a kiddie pool? Is that what you're sending me?
No, Negro.
Okay, because a kiddie pool could be indoors or outdoors. That's a stalemate. No. This is still outside. Don't do that. That's an outside trying to be inside outdoor pool. Now, help me out. Tell me what you think is so special about outdoor pools. What puts them over the edge of indoor? Because I got air conditioning. I got safety.
Me and my brother and my mama, my family, used to live on North Miami Beach.
Okay.
We lived in a hotel on North Miami Beach. And every day, I would either go swimming in the pool or swimming in the ocean. Right? Mm-hmm. Like my brother and I, my brother and I had a German tourist taught my brother how to swim. For me, a pool is nostalgia. You know, when I was little, we would go to my Auntie Joy's house for my birthday every year. And they had a pool at their house. And then my Auntie Fifi, her parents had a pool. So, like, I grew up going to black people's houses with pools.
Okay.
And then we went to camp, and so we would go swimming. And because I can swim enough to keep myself alive. I'm not out here going to the Olympics or nothing like that. But... you know, water won't kill me. Land probably will. But water, I'm good. I'm buoyant as shit. For me, the outdoor pool, also it's like me, you'd appreciate this. So when I moved to LA in 2016, I met Madison Shepherd and Danielle Perez. It's like one of my best friends now. And we started this group on Facebook called You Can't Swim With Us. And we would throw pool parties. But Danielle didn't have a pool at her house. Danielle's mom had a pool. But Danielle didn't have a pool at her house. Madison lived in an apartment with no pool. So we would be at other people's apartment complexes. And it was a private group on Facebook. And these comics were really trying, because we were private. We were not letting everybody in. Because, like, listen, it's going to be plus size bitches in two-piece bathing suits. And we don't need no static. Okay? And people were pressed to get in this group, Josh. Pressed. And sometimes, like, somebody was like, oh, this person wants to get in. I'm like, I don't really like them. So, like, they had to have, like, at least 2/3 approval to get into the group. Well, the other wild thing about being in LA at that time was that it would be, like, fucking 3:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, and there's, like, 12 people here to go swimming. And I'm like, why aren't any none of y'all are at work?
Yeah, I'm
a full-time comic.
Okay.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
And you always bitch about being broke. Go get a job. Like, L.A. is the only... like, I've never had lived anywhere like L.A. where nobody was at work. So, for me, the pool has represented a lifestyle. Can you swim when there's lightning? No. And I've had people tell me they go swimming in the rain, which I think is a completely stupid thing to do. What I don't like about indoor pools is that the room that they're in, one, always reeks of chlorine. It's just muggy. A lot of times, also, you know, when you're on the road, a lot of the hotels like Michigan or like Pennsylvania will always have indoor pools.
Okay.
I always feel gross in an indoor pool. There's something about the room is always wet. It's always kind of humid in there. Mm-hmm. It's always smelling of chlorine, a little muggy. So it's like when you're in an outdoor situation, because like a pool day is like a sunny day. We are drinking a nice a beverage, you mm-hmm. know, just sitting, just out here, just judging others, really taking in the scene. Like, yes, excited. So like a pool day.
Yeah.
A pool day is a day. Like, I remember my mom used to drop me and my brother off. Technically, I don't think she was supposed to be doing this. At the public pool in at Best Friend Park in Norcross.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd drop us off with some lunchy. So I've always been like a swimming, go swimming kind of camp. Like, the dream of my life is to have a house with a cement pond.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's dope. I want that for you. I will just say, indoor pool day is every day. You keep listing the best conditions for an outdoor pool.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, it's the best conditions because you're not in a muggy room. You're not in, you don't come out stinking of chlorine. Your eyes aren't burning. You know what I mean? It's like the room that an indoor pool is in is never a nice, it never feels good.
It never feels good to you. It never feels good.
No, the water in an indoor pool feels nasty. The room in indoor, it's always the wrong, it's the wrong kind of hot.
Okay.
It never feels good. It never feels good to me because it's like humid, but chlorine humid. It's muggy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, is this pool heated? Is this room heated? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then so like your eyes start burning because there's just a mist of chlorine.
Are you allergic to chlorine?
Absolutely not.
Okay. It's just there's a lot about the chlorine and I feel like that's never hit me the same.
Because indoor pools, I think, are over-chlorinated. Because I've never had this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Because they don't have the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to really just burn things off, truly,
mm-hmm.
you have to adapt for the fact that this pool is in a fluorescent light.
To me, I guess, an outdoor pool is redundant because if you have an outdoor pool and you have the ocean, just go for the ocean.
Some people don't like the ocean.
I understand.
Some people are very afraid of the ocean. Also, it's like there's nothing swimming. The only thing that swims in a pool is people.
Kinda.
There's no fish in a swimming pool.
Not on purpose.
Shut up, Josh. Chlorine will kill a fish. Stop it. That's why pools are chlorinated. No fish is jumping out of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
El mar.
Hey.
To go into a pool.
I'm sure there's one. All right.
I'm not playing this game with you. Okay? I will not live for these shenanigans on this day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what I'm saying is that it's also, if you're in a landlocked area,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a pool. If the closest ocean is more than 2 hours away, mm-hmm. you're not going there on a regular basis. If you want to get aquatic in this bitch, you have to have a pool. Now, when you talk about the history of swimming pools, it is very fucked up. You know, the fact that we weren't allowed to swim in them. You know, people having pools at their houses because public pools got closed because they didn't want us in there. You know, but now we get to swim, don't we?
Mostly, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that indoor, you can bring, you if you have an indoor pool, you know what it speaks to me personally, usually?
You're talking about somebody's house or at an establishment?
Oh, I'm talking about both. But the one at the house is going to be hard to beat, okay? Because an outdoor pool at your house, all right, you might still have to give that one to nature every once in a while. But an indoor pool in your house, I'm bringing the snacks, okay?
You wouldn't bring snacks to an outdoor pool?
Not always, no. Especially if it's above ground.
Have you ever heard of the redneck trifecta?
I have heard of it, but remind me what it actually is.
Above ground pool.
Okay.
Trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Pontoon boat.
three of the most fun things you could hope for on a Saturday afternoon.
Hey, remember, do you know anyone who lives in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever been to the home of someone with a pool in Florida?
I believe so, yeah.
Now, did you see that the pool is outside, but is encased by a screen? Like a giant screen as big as, like basically as big as the house.
I don't know if I've seen that.
So basically, you're like indoors and outdoors at the same time.
Don't tell me that.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me send it to you.
Oh, no, this is nice. I thought you meant, when you said a screen, I thought you meant the, you know, like the screen door material, that mesh.
That's what that's
that makes
made
a screen
out of.
Door. It is made out of that. I thought that you meant the walls were made out of it and it the ceiling was made out of it. It
no,
doesn't
you,
look like there's
no,
some.
You've got support beams.
Yeah, there's some real wall.
No, but it is just the support beams to create the shape. And then in between that is pure screen.
The thing is, if you have a hybrid situation where you essentially built onto your pool from outside to make it kind of inside, I don't know where that lands. I don't know if that becomes inside or it stays outside.
Well, it's a pool enclosure, it's a screen enclosure. Mm-hmm. So what it does, it's like you can enjoy being outside without like the mosquitoes and the bugs and all of that.
Yeah.
Also, you can have food out there, so there's no flies, there's no...
Yes, it's gonna come down somewhat on the flies, somewhat on the mosquito. If you're outside, they're fighting their way in, okay? And I think with an indoor pool, you don't have to worry about the flies. You don't
but
have to worry about the mosquitoes.
But flies can get in your house if you're going in and out of a door.
They can, but not at the rate.
No, just
being
outside, of course. It's just, mm-hmm. That's where the bugs are. You came to their shit.
Mm-hmm.
But.
You're in their neighborhood.
You're in their neighborhood. That's why I don't mm-hmm. kill bugs outside, because I'm in their shit.
You don't what?
If I'm out, I don't kill bugs. I try not to kill a bug if I'm outside. What is his face?
I'm just.
If I'm outside.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill a bug if I'm outside. Like, that's their shit. Now, mm-hmm. if you're in my house, that's a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
You came in my shit, bug.
You
like, I try to help you. I try to put you outside. But if you act a donkey, you die. Like, flies, though, if there's a fly in my house, you die.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I can say that I don't think you've given me any good reason to have an indoor pool.
The reason I've given you to have an indoor pool is that you are not out there. I can list them if you need, but you're not out there with the elements. All right. When it's lightning, I can swim in my pool. When it's a rainy day, I can swim in my pool. When it's just nasty outside, you know, like sometimes it's just not fun outside, even though it's not bad weather, I can swim in my pool. My pool indoors is consistent. Also, a pool indoors, if you can afford it, if you're blessed like that, everything, it is lavish. It is a beautiful thing. I've never seen, I'll just say this, I've never been in someone's house that had an indoor pool and it was ugly. All right. every
Whose
indoor
house
pool.
House have you been in with an indoor pool?
I'm not gonna say all their names, but it's been two all? Friends. Yeah, two.
Where they live? Was this a Louisiana or was it a Chicago thing?
One was Chicago and one was New York.
Yo, an indoor pool in New York?
Yeah.
At their house?
Yeah.
Yo, you should marry that person.
Nah, he's taken.
Marry his parents.
Get adopted. Do something. Why don't you put in work? Why don't you try?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Everything about New York, like just the lack of an access to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a child, I remember seeing on TV kids playing like a fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Look, I'll tell you right now, for my listeners listening right now who get me, who understand me, who get where I'm coming from, there's two angles right here that I want you to hear me from truly. All right. One, men. All right. Men, I want you to listen to me right now. Your family deserves an indoor pool. All right. So then as a man, you got to go out there. You got to work. You got to do everything that you need to do to go ahead and get an indoor pool for your family. You don't want those kids out there struggling in an above ground pool. Daddy, I can't get out. It's 6 feet tall. Right. You forgot to put the water in. I live here now, right? You don't want your children yelling at you like that. You don't want your wife yelling at you. Hey, how are you going to get these kids out of this pool? There's no water, all right? They broke their little feet jumping in, doing cannonballs to nothing, all right? Get an indoor pool. Let them see the water down there before they jump in. Don't make them jump off faith. But look, second angle right here, second angle for the people listening, I want you to have enough money in this world to get an indoor pool, because you deserve it after, only after you've put in that work, after you've grinded.
Oh, God.
Okay? After
I knew
that,
grinding was going to come up. I felt it.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, a lot of the, no one gets an indoor pool by chance.
People put in below ground pools.
Nobody gets that by chance, all right?
Well, if your house didn't already come with one, you got to work for.
Exactly. You got to work. You got to grind, okay? Dulce already know what I'm talking about. You got to put in work. You got to go home, look at your house, and be like, house, why are you being lame?
Not enough.
Why are you being lame, okay?
Not enough.
All right, don't rest your head until you can rest your head underground in an indoor pool.
Don't rest on your laurels, because you need to be resting on the tile of a swimming pool.
Go ahead and rest on those floaties that you get from bringing home all that money to build an indoor pool. You already know. You already know.
I can see what you're saying. You can swim whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. You can swim anytime in an indoor pool. You can grind anytime to get an indoor pool.
But if you get an indoor pool, it has to be heated. Because if it's cold outside and it's a below ground pool, your pool could be cold. So you have to get a heated pool. And if you're going to be really doing it right, you got to get a saltwater pool.
That's just a little extra grinding. All right. You don't even really need to worry. Okay. That's just, you already got the indoor pool money, then go ahead and just grind until you get the full pool money.
Yeah. Because it's like also.
Also, you want some lights. Okay, maybe you need some lights at the bottom.
Oh, man, a pool with no lights?
A pool with no lights? A dark pool?
A dark
pool. You might as well be in Stranger Things.
Oh, my God. I saw somebody, I don't know, on my TikTok. It was a pool. It was cleaning TikTok, and it was pool TikTok. This British man that cleans pools. I didn't know people have swimming pools in England.
Yeah.
Outside pools.
Oh, wow. That is a surprise. Yeah.
It's only, I don't even know what's even, we were there for the warmest month of the year, and it wasn't warm enough to go swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he had a client, and they painted the bottom of the pool red.
That's so,
it was disturbing.
I don't even know what to say.
It was disturbing. A red bottom pool.
So did it just look like you were swimming in blood?
It did. Apparently, this person is not the only psychopath to ever do this shit.
That's deeply disturbing. I can't even imagine diving in. Now, what is your, because I want to be fair. I brought up outdoor, above ground pools, all this stuff, all the elements, everything. I do want to be fair. What is your ideal perfect pool?
Oh, well, my ideal perfect pool, one, is actually near the beach.
Okay. Why is that?
Because the feeling you get when you get into the ocean is not the feeling you get when you get into a pool.
Okay.
And I don't like swimming in the ocean at night because I don't want to go missing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're near the ocean, but you're in a pool, you get that ocean feeling without the ocean, without being in the ocean.
Okay, got you, got you. And so your ideal pool, does it have any extra features? Are there any other things going on with your pool besides it being near the ocean, or was that just the first thing?
That was just the first thing. So first thing, also there needs to be an area. So like the pool that was at the house we had in the Bahamas was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a bench that went all the way, like in the water, that went all the way around the pool. Inside, like where you're in the pool, but you can sit down. Because not everybody can fit on the stairs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I did also like the fact that pool was all, it was just a little bit deeper in the middle. But for the most part, it was all the same depth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a pool at my house that's 8 feet deep. That's insane. A good 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like those pools where the ones, not the one where you step in, but the ones that like start like 2 or 3 inches of water and then it just gradually gets deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So the pool's on a full incline. I like that because then you can really like almost just lay down and still be in the pool.
Got you. So I want to get it right. So help me list it, right? Near the ocean has the seated step all the way around, but has the gradual steps to enter that take a while. The rise and run of those is smoother and longer.
Yeah, because if you're doing that, so when you have those rise and run, like, is that one, and then there's a spot where it just, like, becomes one level, and then you can sit, and then there's the deeper part of it.
Got you. And it's only going 6 feet deep. It's not going 8 feet, not going way, way beyond. Right. Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
This is my dream pool.
Yeah. So don't even think about the house. Think about just the pool. You can have whatever you want at the pool. Because when I tell you mine, I just want to make sure we're not talking about the house it's in. It's specifically the pool.
Oh, then I want there to be a bar.
Okay.
I want there to be a bar.
Bar poolside.
A bar side. Also, my homeboy, his pool at his apartment had these like seats in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like these concrete seats.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be sitting down, but like really like secured sitting down.
Mm.
So you could like sleep if you wanted to. Because the idea of being in water and being asleep is great.
All right. Yeah. I think that those are all respectable choices.
Oh, wait. I forgot something.
Yeah. What's up?
I would want the ability to cover it if I needed to.
Sounds like someone's come around.
No. Like in the wintertime to keep like, the leaves and stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like shock your pool and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be able to keep the stuff out. Also, if it's a particularly bad mosquito season. Because, like, the covering, because, like, the enclosures for pools, the screen enclosures are cool, but you still feel like you're inside. I like sitting in the open air. But say it's a rainy day. Or there's a lot of, you know, the bugs is out. Then you can throw a little covering up, you know.
I'm with you.
But for the most part, but also it's like, I think it's okay that there's a rainy day and you can't go swimming. That's okay. You know, the whole wintertime. Okay, you can't go swimming. I got a balcony. I was on my balcony. It was 10 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you wouldn't have to deny yourself if you would just go ahead and hustle until you had this indoor pool money. And you as an indoor pool can go swimming all the time, nonstop, hot or cold, outside, raining, lightning, thundering, swimming, all of it.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now, can you swim?
Not well, no. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, no.
You can do that's just enough to not drown?
A little less than that, but yeah. Yeah.
So you're telling me if the water get too deep,
mm-hmm,
then it's bye-bye, Josh.
Yeah. I go pretty knee heavy.
Knee heavy?
Yeah, I'm like, once it hits the knees, you know, I'm like, that the rest of the water over there too heavy for me.
Oh, okay. The knee is your threshold.
Mm-hmm. Knee is, you know, maybe stick my hands in a little bit, lean in front of the knees and let the water touch me, but oh, no, not going deep. My ideal pool, that's why it's 6 feet. Because even though I'm not 6 feet, I can still give a little jump, grab some air, grab a little air with my mouth, and then come back down, you know? Snatch some air with my lips and then come back down and swim around and walk around and stuff. But every once in a while, just instead of, when you have a 6 foot deep pool and you're at least average height, you don't have to swim. You can just hop. You can just hop every now and again, just grab some water, come back down. That's what the dolphins do, you know? So I would just pop up, be like, oh! And then come back down and look around or whatever you do when you're in a pool. And then,
remember as a kid, like the ideas of opening your eyes in a pool was insane?
Yeah, and I was like, guys, I'll go blind.
Right. And then you did it and you're just like, one, I can't see shit.
Mm-hmm.
And two, now my eyes are burning.
Yeah, I could see just enough to get kicked in the face. Like, I could see.
Yes, you're always too close to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm always too close to you. Did you ever did you and your friends ever baptize each other in the pool?
Nah, not really.
We used to play that game. We baptized each other.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun little Southern thing to do. It's just. You and all your friends just baptizing each other because that makes sense.
Yeah.
No,
I'm with you. I just, this is my thing. To me, the perfect pool, indoors, 6 feet max. It has a little bit of a mimic to what you were saying, because it does have a little place for you to sit if you want to be in the pool but not actually swimming. And yeah. Heated with the lights, all right? So heated with the lights so I can see myself in case I'm drowning, I can see it, right? I can be let me go ahead and pop up real quick, you know?
The thing you have to be wary about for an outdoor pool is the cleanliness of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be on top of that. But mm-hmm. I feel like indoor pools, anytime I've ever been in an indoor pool, like that's on like those pools, like a YMCA, mm-hmm. or those places, I always feel like there's this film on my body whenever I get out of an indoor pool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm always itchy. Whenever I get out of an indoor pool, like even after I take a shower, I'm so itchy. I don't know if they put more. I don't know what it is, but I'm always like, ugh, when I get out of an indoor pool. So maybe I'm anti-indoor pool because of the experiences that I've had of how just gross I have felt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because like a hotel or a YMCA are the only times I really see indoor pools.
I'm with you. I guess my thing is, okay. When I've been at an outdoor pool, I have been accosted with germs. Like just the visible. You want to talk about a film? Let's talk about pee, okay? because the amount of children who I've seen pee in a public pool, it's violence. There's not enough chlorine in the pool. The whole thing should be a vat of chlorine for all the peeing you're letting people do.
I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a pool in, where was that? Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel pool. The water was only like was probably 3 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a very big, I'm talking about, Josh, this was, I guess it was like a big dinner table. The pool wasn't big enough for how many people were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was drinking. Every single person.
Yeah.
Probably 50 people in that pool.
Yeah.
It was probably a pool that should have 20 people in it max.
It's a very Vegas thing to have happen.
It's a very Vegas thing. The water wasn't deep at all.
Yeah, yeah. You're just getting those elbows wet.
You're like your waist. It's like a 6 foot man was waist deep.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's drinking. We were probably there for 3 or 4 hours. I really didn't see people getting out of this pool, and I saw people have multiple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And once I realized that after hour one, I was like, "Oh, everybody's peeing in this pool."
Mm-hmm.
Because I peed in that pool. And I was like, oh, this water looks different. Let me get out of this pool. Because I don't know if I was telling the truth. I don't know if it was just like my silly brain. But I was like, I think this water is like changing.
Oh, God.
So we all are just, we're just in pain.
That, yeah, yeah.
So I went back to my room and took the most magnificent shower.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, this is, a bunch of us all noticed it the same, like nobody was getting out.
Mm-hmm.
But people were getting like drink after drink. And this guy was like, so we're just standing in each other's pee, and somebody went, yes.
That person definitely peed, the one that said yes.
But let's kick it to the listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear from all of you. What would you rather? And also, tell us about your dream pool. Mm-hmm. Who do you think was right?
And who do you think is Josh?
I mean, why you gotta, like, I'm trying this whole episode. I'm trying to help and have points and all, and then you're gonna come at me at the top and the back end.
You said you like an indoor pool, and I can't condone that.
Ugh. You can't condone. I gave you every clear reason
because
why my pools are superior.
I'm not here for your pool supremacy, Josh.
Yeah, but you also don't really want to listen to reason. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, man, let the listeners tell us, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let the listeners let us know who is living their truth, who is telling the truth about these piscinas,
mm-hmm.
who is letting the children know how to live their lives. So, listeners, you tell us. You go to the comments and the YouTubes. Now, you tell us how you feel. And I'm not going to try to bias you in these last few seconds of the show. I would never do that.
Bias.
You make your own decisions.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
No. It's fine.
Not the head scratch.
It's fine. We good.
No, not the high octave and the head scratch.
Yep.
You talking to me like I'm a man.
You earned both, okay?
Don't you dare. I am not a man. You can't head scratch. No, I'm good. I'm fine.
Listen, until next time, okay? Keep putting in work on yourself. Keep grinding. Keep hustling. All right? Get to the top. Get to the top of the top. And when you're at the top of the top, when you're the top 1% of the 1%, look yourself in the mirror and still say, it's not good enough. Okay? Remember that. All right. And for you men out there, remember what I said about family? Remember what I said about pools? All right. So step your game up. Live an indoor pool lifestyle.
Ugh.
Feed, clothe, and pool your family. Okay?
That's amazing.
Okay.
Feed, clothe, and pool your family. Honestly, I can get behind that.
That's what I want for you, and that's what I want for the people in your life. Okay?
And I'm just going to say that there is someone messages me. Jill Burton 78 mm-hmm. said we need some Dulce merch that says "Get your books up," because she is an inspiration to the children.
Okay, all right.
Josh, how are you inspiring children today?
I'm inspiring them with ways. Ways coming through my book, coming out this summer. Mm. Grind, grind, ground. Okay?
I'm going to feel myself. I'm going to feel myself. I hate y'all so much. You bastard. You bastard. I'm going to pee. Josh, you asshole.
Thank you so much for listening. We love you, and we will catch you next week.
Bye, La Bamba.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.